This is the Extreme Tech Blog UK podcast, episode 3, recorded 12th of September 2011. Boxy Box. Hello, I'm James Woodcock from Extreme Tech Blog UK, which can be found at extremetechblog.com. Today I have with me Will Stevens, who is the Vice President of International Business Development for Boxy. So thanks for joining me, Will.
Thank you, James. It's good to be on.
So before we begin to chat about Boxy, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm Will Stevens. I'm heading up Boxy's international operations from London. I joined Boxy beginning of this year before we officially launched in the UK in June of this year. And I'm heading up Boxy's European operations to begin with, starting from London.
So who are Boxy and where did the name come from?
So Boxy is a company which is headquartered in New York. The name came from our founder and CEO, Avner, who's had a boxer dog. So it's a play on the boxer dog. The boxer became Boxy. And Boxy is now a four-year-old startup, headquartered in New York, and our R&D offices are based in Tel Aviv in Israel. And also, I'm based here in London, so we're a pretty global company by now. And we have around 30 to 40 employees and growing very rapidly.
Your main product is the Boxy Box, which claims to be the one box your TV needs. So what can you tell us about this product and how does it enhance our televisions?
Absolutely. So a lot of people's favorite stuff is already available on the internet. So Boxy is the best possible way to get all those movies, TV shows and clips from the web and onto the best screen in your house, which is the television. We catalog over 10,000 shows, 5,000 movies, and we also have over 200 apps available on the Boxy Box, so you can browse video clips, movies, TV shows in any format or any language or any territory you wish, all through your TV.
Boxy Box has a wide range of content providers. Many we will recognise, including BBC iPlayer, which allows us to watch many of their programmes that we may have missed. So what can you tell us about BBC iPlayer on Boxy Box and many of the other services available?
Yeah, so we're thrilled to have the iPlayer on the Boxy Box. The iPlayer is probably the most recognised and appreciated service here in the UK. We're actually in partnership with the BBC developing the new version of iPlayer for the Boxy Box, which will be available very shortly. The benefits of the new version of the iPlayer will be far better integration with our library, with our content library, which makes the TV shows available on the iPlayer searchable and more discoverable through Boxy's well-known and familiar interface.
And what about the other services you have? Because it's not just BBC, there's a wide range, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. So we're building out other services. We're working with all the major broadcasters, as you'd expect, in the UK. We've already made announcements on film service Blinkbox, which will be on the service on the Boxy Box shortly. And we're also building out with major other European partners. We're looking at partners across the whole of Europe, from France, Germany, Sweden, Spain, and everywhere else to make Boxy relevant and available to most people as possible.
So we have TV shows, we have movies, we have streaming music as well, I believe.
Yes, we do have streaming music, and we have actually a number of music streaming services available in the Boxy Box already, and we'll be making further announcements on some exciting new services in the coming weeks.
So the Boxy Box unit itself, what sort of connections does it have to connect to a television? What are the requirements? I see it has HDMI out as an example.
Yeah, so basically we want Boxy to be HDMI 1 on every television. We want it to be the first HDMI device that you plug into your television and the only HDMI device that your television needs. We also have audio outs to go into your audio hi-fi system to give you the best quality sound. And we also feature an USB input to the back, so you can also attach sort of external storage and everything else on your network to the Boxy box.
So that could be a USB memory stick or USB external hard drive.
Yes, so you can also sort of bring content to the Boxy box that way.
And what I really do like doing, and this is the setup I've got at home, it's got a built-in wireless, and it's also got a LAN port if you want to plug in with a wired Ethernet connection. But if you've got a network attached storage drive or a NAS, which is basically just a hard drive you plug into your router, it can connect to any media you have on there to stream directly to the Boxy box and then for your television.
Absolutely. And the new Boxy box with iOmega device that we recently announced at IFA in Berlin, and we'll also be launching in October, comes in a number of flavors. And one of those versions, the higher-end version, has integrated storage built into the Boxy box, which I think will be a great addition for many people.
Excellent. And of course, it supports right up to 1080p, 24 frames per second, and a whole host of audio playback features as well. So I think you're pretty much covered for pretty much the vast majority of content requirements you may have.
Yeah, I think the Boxy box is probably the most versatile box out there in terms of content formats it can support. And I think that's probably one of the biggest benefits of people who have a lot of local files and local movies in various formats. They can all just play on the Boxy box easily, just hit play and it works.
And I have chucked quite a lot in my tests, and it's coped with absolutely everything.
Good.
Except for, of course, iTunes Video. Now, I'm guessing this is an Apple thing, probably out of your control, but do you think they'll ever ease up on the reins a bit and allow products like BoxyBox to take advantage of that, or is it just going to be stuck to their own devices?
We hope so. We're working with Apple on this and various other issues, and we hope Apple will do the right thing, and I'm sure they will.
And it does play back any Apple music you may have purchased.
Yes. So the interesting thing with Apple is that we're experimenting with our iPad app. We're experimenting with AirPlay and getting videos across from your iPad to your TV screen via Boxy Box. And that seems to be working well. So we're hoping to build on that relationship.
Now, there's actually other ways of adding content, isn't there, to the Boxy box? It's not just what you have on maybe external devices for storage or what you provide as apps, but there's actually a section where you can add RSS feeds to Boxy box. So how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can add any RSS feed of video, say YouTube channel or a channel that you yourself have created and created an RSS feed for. And that can be added to the Boxy box library and is updated when the feed gets updated. So it's a way for you to share specific content that you found or specific content that you want to share with other people. People have created repositories which are available on the web for various types of content.
So, what is the process for getting your own content on BoxyBox as in an app? What are the actual requirements? Is it possible for someone like me, for example? I've got lots of videos. Is there any way I could get them on BoxyBox?
Absolutely. The process is relatively easy. If you hit developer.boxy.tv in your web browser, you'll get to our developer wiki, which has all the information you need to both build out a Boxy app that can be featured in our app library, and also how to code up RSS feeds for our content library. So the easiest possible way to get video onto Boxy is through our library, which takes in an RSS feed in a particular format, usually with very rich metadata, which helps in searches and content discovery. But building apps is also pretty straightforward. We have templates, we have how-tos, we have guides available on our website, and we'd encourage people to write up their code and their apps in HTML5 to be able to take advantage of the very latest and power of the Boxy box to show off your content in a fantastic way.
And is there any screening process in this? Do you look at the content and say, okay, maybe that's not suitable for the platform?
We do. We have both a quality assurance procedure for to make sure that the app works and it doesn't crash the Boxy box. But also we do filter on content to make sure that in our content library, for example, only long form television or film-based content should go in our library because that's a TV show and movie library. And we'd encourage clips and other sort of smaller clips to be made available as apps.
So BoxyBox also includes its own internet browser. So how does this work?
Yes, it's a fully featured and a fully loaded internet browser. You can load it up and watch and go on Facebook if you really want to through your TV. But really, it's more for people who come across various sites that perhaps we haven't indexed yet and want to play video from those sites. And you can type in any URL into the BoxyBox browser, navigate to that page, click play, click full screen, and you can watch that video through the BoxyBox on your TV. So really it's more of a mechanism to capture videos that we haven't yet indexed. But it can also be used, of course, as a fully loaded web browser to do anything you wish.
You can also tie in your Facebook, Twitter and other social networking accounts into your BoxyBox. But what is the purpose of this for Boxy?
Well, Boxy is a very social experience. A core part of Boxy is the social experience between you, your friends, other users, so you can see what clips are recommended to you. You can recommend clips to other people, and it's a great way to discover content. So we believe that serendipity is a beautiful thing, and it's Boxy allows people to recommend videos to see what's hot, what's not at the moment, and you can get recommendations sent to you. So through social channels like Twitter and Facebook, we can manage that process and also to enhance that process.
And I do find that absolutely useful. So for example, from the home screen of Boxy, there's a friends section. And it looks at my Facebook account and Twitter's account, and if anybody's posted a video within any of their status messages, it'll actually put it on Boxy. And it's a much more pleasant experience to watch it for a television.
Yeah, and with the release of our latest iPad app, that list is also synced to your iPad app, so you can see the videos that people are watching and the videos that people have sent to you as well. So you can bounce between the BoxyBox, the Boxy on your PC and the iPad app, and it stores that information and it keeps that information so you can watch those videos anywhere.
Well, as you've just alluded to, Boxy is far more than just the hardware BoxyBox you provide. You also have various software options available as well for Windows, Mac, Linux. So what can you tell us about this area?
Yeah, so Boxy obviously started life as a downloadable software on these various platforms, and we continue to support them, and we've recently announced over the summer that we'll be releasing a major update for our downloadable software for the PC, Mac and Linux devices in the next few weeks. And we're very excited to bring that software up to speed with the recent developments on the BoxyBox.
So how's Boxy on iPad work?
So Boxy on iPad is a companion device for your BoxyBox. It allows you to stream videos between the iPad and your Boxy TV. So it's a way of curating content, flicking through your library, seeing what people have recommended to you, seeing what people have added to the featured list from Boxy's own editorial team. And it's also a way to stream content between your PC. So we have what's called a Boxy Media Manager, which is a way of streaming all the local files you may have that are not playable on an iPad, for example, Flash Video. And we transcode those videos on the fly so you can just watch them in real time without doing any extra steps on your part. So it's a great way to watch any of your local files as well as all the web files in one place.
And the iPad app is completely free.
It's completely free and available now. Download away.
And so is the software for Windows, Mac and Linux.
Yes, absolutely.
So BoxyBox and indeed the software for Windows, Mac and Linux can all play audio files, so that could be podcasts or music, images, so any of your photography, that can be played back on Boxy, and videos, so any of your home movies, and even copied DVDs to your hard drive can be played back. But what about in the future? Do you think there'll ever be DVD playback for BoxyBox where you can maybe plug in a USB external DVD drive or anything like that?
I think there's. I think you'll see over the next few weeks major product announcements from Boxy, which takes, which enhances and takes Boxy to a whole new level. And we're very excited about that. And you'll just have to wait to see the hear the announcements that we'll be making over the next few weeks.
So, what is the future for Boxy? What can you give us little hints of what may be around the corner? For example, are we ever going to see Boxy built into a television or a Blu-ray player? How's it going to evolve?
So Boxy is going to continue on its mission to organize the web's video, film and TV clips and bring that to your television. And we're going to be innovating, as we always have done, and be a market leader in this space. Boxy tends to and has historically released a major product iteration every sort of 3 or 4 months, and we'll continue to do that. So I think keep your eyes peeled before the end of this year for another major project update from Boxy, which is going to be very exciting. In the meantime, we're concentrating a lot on content and making sure that we do content deals across the UK and Europe and also internationally to bring our users the best possible and premium content from all available sources.
And before I let you go, Will, the remote control on BoxyBox, on one side you've got a couple of buttons and a directional pad, and on the reverse you've actually got a full QWERTY keyboard. So what's the purpose of this?
Yeah, well, the BoxyBox remote control is one of our many killer features. We think it's a fantastic feature. On one side, you're absolutely right. You can browse Boxy very simply using a few key navigational buttons. But if you flip it around, you have what we can call sort of power controls, in that you have a full QWERTY keyboard that you can type in any show name or any TV name or any film name directly into the BoxyBox, which brings up a search interface. So it's a very, very easy way to discover new content. And our users love the BoxyBox remote control because it's a very, very powerful device.
And it is really just a few buttons on the front. You've got play and pause as one button. You've got a back button at the bottom. And then in the middle, you've got your directional and a select in the middle. And that is it.
Yeah, we want to make the basic experience as simple as possible. So you can literally click play and watch a video. But also you can flip the remote around, and if you need more power and if you need more facilities, then you can use the full QWERTY keyboard to access our content library, our search functions, and various other functions of the BoxyBox.
And for search, that is so important.
Yes, absolutely.
There's nothing worse than going around an on-screen QWERTY setup with a directional cursor and selecting each letter individually. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's very painful, and we've watched people do that, and I think the QWERTY keyboard is the best answer for that.
So how can we find out more about Boxy and BoxyBox and all the other software iterations?
Yeah, so log on to boxy.tv and also follow us on Twitter at Boxy, and also find us on Facebook because at the moment we're currently running monthly giveaways where we are giving away Boxy boxes to our subscribers and to our friends and to our followers. So be sure to follow us for the latest news and also to be in with a chance to get yourself a Boxy box.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Will, and hopefully have you again in the future to talk about some of the exciting developments you have coming up in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.